Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. We are a little bit behind on the what's going on with your Houston Astros. On this episode, I'm going to cover the Seattle series, which is already over. The Astros are already two games into the next series. But like I said, I want to catch up with it. I haven't talked about it yet. We do have to hand out the players of the series. And don't forget, Rams shirts, players of the series. If you want to win a shirt, send an email to astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com and put the word dad in it, and you can win it. You probably won't get it till after Father's Day, but I mean, June is Dad's Day, so that's what we're going with. So in the last episode, we covered game one of the Astros and Mariners, which was a four-game series, and the Astros lose 3-2. The bad thing is they were down 3-0. The good news is they lost 3-2. I mean, they were trying to come back. I guess that's good news. Some other good news is Framber, six innings, six hits and three runs. He did walk three batters and strike out four. He takes the loss 3-3, 4.34 ERA. I'd like to see Framber get closer and closer to that 3.00 ERA mark. Jose Abreu and Victor Caratini both were 1-for-3 with RBIs. So the 8 and 9 hitters both had RBIs. We talked about that last time. So let's get to game two of this Seattle Mariner series. Your pitcher of the match, Hunter Brown. I don't know why I said match. It's a game. Hunter Brown on the mound for the Astros. In the bottom of the first, J-Rod had an RBI single. Seattle leads 1-0. Top of the fourth, Alex Bregman, a 2-run homer, his 5th home run of the year. 2-1 Astros. In the bottom of the eighth, Rojas had an RBI double, 2-2, and J-Rod a 2-run single, 4-2, and Seattle wins 4-2. That's the final score. Hunter Brown, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. Great outing. Abreu allowed no runs and had 2 strikeouts. Ryan Preston pitched the 8th inning, 3 hits, 3 runs, takes the loss. He's 0-2. That was his 4th blown save of the year. Brian Presley's ERA is 5.31. I'd like to see him get that down too. We had this game. I mean, we're only up 2-1, but if Presley would have held him down, then Hader could have came in and did his job. This is a game we could have won. Yordan went 2-for-4, Bregman 2-for-4, and drove in 2, and the only 2 runs. Altuve 1-for-4. Those are the only 3 Astros that had hits. So we had 5 hits, 2 runs, 0-for-3 runners in scoring position, and the Astros left 5 on base. So that's, even though Ryan Presley did blow the game for the Astros, it's hard to win games if you only have 3 out of the 9 starters get hits. It's hard to start a rally. Even if your top 3 guys get on base and then the guys after that do nothing, you're not going to score. I mean, you need more input from everybody else. So we go down 0-2 in the series. We go to game 3, Justin Verlander. Maybe this is a chance for the Astros to get a win. Top of the fourth, Jake Myers, RBI single. We take the lead. In the bottom of the fifth, Canzone tied it up with a home run, 1-1. And then we go to the 10th inning. The Astros failed to score, but Seattle had a sac fly by Crawford, and they win 2-1. So we lose three of the first four games, but they're all competitive. It's not like Seattle's handing it to us, but you have to win close games. If you have close game after close game after close game and you can't win any of them, that's not good. It's not good at all. So Astros top of the 10th. We start with a runner on second, but Chaz flew out. Caratini flew out, and then Altuve grounded out. They didn't do anything. I mean, you got to have more than that. In a real world, depending on where they flew out, they could have moved the guy to second. The next flyout could have brought the guy home, but they couldn't get him in. Altuve came up with a chance to be the hero, and he grounded out. Astros failed to score. That's one of my pet peeves. That's one of the most annoying things that I have to deal with. Justin Verlander, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. He had a walk and 9 strikeouts. You know, I've already picked my players of the series for this, but I forget how good everybody pitched. Hunter Brown, 6 innings, 4 hits, and 1 run. JV, 7 innings, 3 hits, and 1 run, 9 strikeouts. What a game by JV. Brian Abreu, 3 strikeouts. Hader, a hit, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. And then Scott, who's been pretty lights out, he's the one that gave up the run. 2/3 of an inning, 2 walks and a run. He's 1-2. His ERA is 1.63. This is a guy that no one even knew about, including myself. Altuve, 1-for-5, keeps getting hits. Yordan, 2-for-4. Pena, 1-for-4. Alex Bregman, 1-for-4. Jake, 1-for-4. And Yiner, 1-for-3. The Astros spread out the hits in this one, 7 hits and 1 run. But they were 2-for-8 with runners in scoring position, and they left 7 on base. 1 run scored by the Astros. So they lost game 1, 3-2. They lost game 2, 4-2. And they lost game 3, 2-1. So 5 total runs against the Seattle Mariners in the first 3 games. So let's take a look at game 4. Spencer Arrighetti getting the start, trying to keep the Astros from getting swept. Top of the 4th, Alex Bregman. 2-run bomb. It's 2-0. Victor Caratini had a home run, 3-0. And then Caratini grounded into a force out. Alex Bregman scored from third. And we go up 4-0. And no run scored by Seattle. 4-0, the final score. Great job. Arrighetti, 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. His ERA is now down to 5.98. It should be lower. He's 3-5 now. This guy was 0-5. He's now 3-5. Montero, Presley, Hader, 3 innings, no runs, 4 strikeouts, and they allowed 2 hits. Altuve, 1-for-4. So he got a hit. I didn't write the first game down, but it seems like no, he did. Yeah, he got a hit every game, I believe. Tucker, 1-for-4. Yordan, 1-for-4. Bregman, 2-for-4. He drove in 2. Jake, 1-for-3. Caratini, 1-for-4. He drove in 2. And Jose Abreu, welcome back, 1-for-4. So I think he had 2 hits in these 4 games. Dubon, 1-for-4. The Astros, 4 runs on 9 hits. That was their best game so far, pitching-wise and offensive-wise. They left 5 on base, and they were 1-for-5. So if you look at this, the easiest one for me, it is time for the Coach Rose. Not the Coach Rose, the Ram shirts. Player of the series. I'm wearing one of the shirts you can win. It says, if nobody got me, King Tuck got me. It's orange. If you order a shirt from Ram Shirts, get the orange. The orange is amazing. It's a beautiful orange color. And I don't know if the sale's going on, but go to Ram Shirts and find out. My favorite shirt, Ram Shirts. So if you look at it, you had Framber, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs. Let's take him out. Hunter Brown, 6 innings, 4 hits, and 1 run. JV, 7 hits, 3 hits, and 1 run. And then you got Arrighetti, 6 innings, 2 hits, and 0 runs. So I give pitcher of the series, Ram Shirts, pitcher of the series, Spencer Arrighetti. 6 innings, 2 hits, 2 hits, no runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts. And he picks up the win. My offensive player of the series, let me turn my paper over without making too much noise. My position player is Alex Bregman. And then my Coach Rose winner, someone that exceeded expectations. I think if Spencer Arrighetti probably would have gave up like a run, he would have got it. But he was the scoreless pitcher. I gave it to Hunter Brown. I think Hunter Brown did amazing. I can't find which one of these are on the left side. All right. So Hunter Brown was amazing. So I got Arrigetti, pitcher of the series, position player, Alex Bregman, Coach Rose winner, Hunter Brown. So go to rampshirts.com, check out the new shirts. Send in your emails, astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com. And in somewhere in the email, I mean, you can put it in the subject line. Put that. We're going to open up this, like I said, to social media. But if you go through the podcast, if you show that you're a listener, you're going to get 5 entries and they're only going to get 1. So advantage you. So up next for the Astros, you already know, it's Minnesota. They lost game 1, but they won today. Great game by Framber. They got St. Louis also then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then they go to the road. They go on the road against the Angels, who I thought they would bulldoze, and they actually lost 2 out of 3. And then they got the Giants. So if somehow you are not at work and you have some time off and you want to go see the most beautiful baseball stadium in the world, you need to go watch them play the Giants. I just looked also. The Astros they have a 3-game homestand on Father's Day weekend. I don't know how that worked out, but take dad to a game. Take dad to a game on Father's Day. It's great. And I tell you, I bought the Father's Day hat, and it's awesome. Super, super awesome. So anyway, short and sweet, that's all I have, folks. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.